All right, guys, welcome to the fabulous hotel that we're staying at. It's Shipwreck and GVD here on the couch talking about Microsoft. We just got back a little while ago and finally figured out how to get all this shit working. So first, overall impressions of the show. I thought that Microsoft did a very good job. It was probably their best press conference ever for Xbox. And they delivered. They just showed a lot of games. A lot of Japanese games, indie games, just all, they really did do all games, like they promised.
There were some games shown, yeah.
Some games.
There was, man, there were so many games. Like, I've never been to a press conference like that where it's just game after game after game. Like, even if you go to, like, the EA or the Ubisoft ones, there's so much just, like, crap thrown into the middle of them that you don't care
Sony
about.
Sony maybe last year?
No, well, they still had close.
Closer.
But not quite to this level.
This was just bam, bam, bam. They didn't even have, like, people, like, introducing, like, there was no, like, segue between games, just, like, game after game.
Right, right. There was not a lot of fluff in there, but. Right.
But I thought, overall, it was pretty good. You know, they had those sound problems, but.
It happened.
It was a little uncomfortable when it happened with Battlefield. It was.
How do you think the Crimson Dragon people feel that for Battlefield.
They fixed it.
They fixed it. The Crimson Dragon, they're just like, just go with it.
Yeah, why did they let it play? Yeah, that was kind of
because it was Crimson Dragon.
Crimson Dragon, yeah.
As soon as it happened in Battlefield, everybody knew they're not going to let this play like this.
No, no. But people, it was sort of nice how people cheered at the end of Crimson Dragon.
Well,
afterwards, like,
they were
extra
cheering.
Loud, I think,
well,
extra loud
some
because
of that
they
was,
felt bad.
I don't know if that was because they felt bad or if they were making fun of it.
Oh, I cheered because I felt bad.
Yeah. That game looked hard. Crimson Dragon looked good. Looked like Panzer Dragoon type of thing.
But they opened with Metal Gear Solid.
They opened up with a horse. There was a lot of horses on display.
And talking in, like, sort of bad writing.
That's like a trademark of the series, though,
that's
right?
That's such a turnoff for
me. Oh,
it's
a huge turnoff for me, too.
The graphics look,
like,
amazing.
It's so weird because I like games that are just completely out there. Like, stealth on a horse where these guys don't know that this horse is going by. Like,
no, it's just a beautiful horse going
with
by
a saddle,
by itself.
Yeah, just running by itself. There's a guy hanging off of it. They can't figure it out. But
right.
There was a lot going on in that game. It looked like Metal Gear fans are going to love that game.
Yes.
But they showed a little bit. After that, they went to a little bit of Xbox 360 stuff.
Right.
So they did World of Tanks, which is going to be free for Xbox Live Gold.
Mm-hmm. And watching that guy talk was painful, especially for us because we could read the teleprompter like so clearly, and he just read so slowly. But once again, they did a good job of setting up that press conference. They only had him on stage for like a minute, but it seemed like
right. And then here's a whole bunch of tanks because, I mean, World of Tanks is huge.
I know. I've played it.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever played the finished product, but I've played like the beta or something. But yeah, that's great for Xbox 360. It makes a lot of sense. I would assume that means that they're planning to make an Xbox One version at some point.
Right, right.
Then we saw some of Rise, the Crytek game.
Right.
They might want to rename that to, instead of being all capital letters, R-Y-S-E, to be like X-Y-B-A, because all it was just QuickTime prompts on the screen of like, press X to stab this guy in the throat.
You can tell that game had more Kinect in it, or I guess it has to be able to be played with Kinect more, like more motion control.
It looked janky,
and I'm really into like Roman shit like that.
Yeah,
like gladiator shit, and I thought it looked kind of bad. I didn't even like the art style of the armor. It just looked like too modern. I don't know. It didn't look right.
It looked off. The thing is too, like Crytek does a great job with tech, and they're trying to tell a story there, it seemed like, and that's really not, hasn't been their strong suit.
The facial animation looked amazing.
Right, right. The combat animation, maybe it was because of the way that the prompts were so heavily involved, it seemed kind of herky-jerky.
Yeah, I know, I agree. It looked janky, and I think I also agree that the story, that's not, I mean, there's a lot of good stories to be told in ancient Rome, but probably most of them aren't just like in combat. You know, combat oriented like that. It's
I mean, some of the stuff looked neat, like where they were going up and you had your battalion or whatever, and you were going up and telling them when to put the shield down and I don't know, but it all seemed like so scripted.
Yeah, yeah. Like Kinect, because like it has to be able to work with Kinect.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe it'll turn out.
We'll see.
Be fun to play. Well, it's on the show floor, so we'll try to we'll try to play it.
Yeah.
Then they finally unveiled after all these years that Killer Instinct is coming back.
Right.
Did you play a lot of Killer Instinct?
No.
I played some.
Yeah.
It looked fun.
I guess. That didn't look too appealing to me.
All right.
But I'm not a Killer Instinct guy though. So.
Yeah, but it's at least they finally addressed it.
Like, people liked it. They were cheering a lot.
They had it on stage twice.
Right.
So.
Right, right. That's right.
Then they went to the Insomniac? Yes. Mm-hmm. Insomniac game, Sunset Overdrive. What do you think of that?
Well, they showed that wasn't really gameplay. It was some like a gameplay montage mixed with like a concept, mm-hmm. I guess. I like the concept. I like the art style. I like the fact that the world looks really colorful. Like it looked, you know, compare that with the games that are going to be showed later in the show. You know, like Titanfall, where the color palette is just so predictable and you've seen it so many times. This looked pretty cool.
Yeah, it looked like it looked like it was going to be a co-op type experience, because you had the different
online
stuff. Co-op stuff. It looked cool.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then they brought a car out of the stage.
The McLaren P1, I guess. I'm not familiar with that car, but it looked pretty good.
Well, there's only apparently two of them, so that might be.
So it's probably like a $2 million car or something like that.
Yeah. So they popped that up on stage, and then they showed Forza Cars Racing.
Which looked really good. I thought the driving looked really. Finally they showed it for the driving perspective. Like all the other videos were replay, and I thought it looked really good. I thought like you could see the details on the instrument panel, mm-hmm. like looked really clear and crisp. Like if you look at the older Forza games, it gets a little blurry.
Those are always tricky for me to watch in a press conference, the driving games, because it's like. Like, without playing it, it's just another driving game. Like, you can look at it and go, yeah, that looks good. But driving games have looked good for a while.
Right, but you're looking for that sense of speed and some other, you know, like the graphics, obviously. But, yeah, there's been a lot of good-looking driving games recently.
The stuff they did with they said AI is gone or whatever.
Right.
They're replacing it by new adaptive AI, basically.
Kinect is tracking your driving skills.
Yeah. Drivatars.
Right. And it's actually going to be tracking your driving skills in real life, I heard.
I mean, they've tried this type of thing before. I don't know if Forza has, but other companies have tried to, like, with, like, kind of the ghost. Like, it's a evolution of the ghosting.
They're processing your replay, and they know exactly how you drive. I mean, it seems cool. I mean, I always thought that the AI in Forza was pretty good, so, but I don't know. What I really want in Forza is a garage that has all my cars in it, and I can, like, walk through it like Jay Leno. You know, like Jay Leno's got,
Jay Leno mode.
I want Jay Leno mode where I can walk through the garage and then do, like, auto vista mode.
Okay.
Like, just go right into that and have that all be seamless without, like
loading
screens.
So you'd, like soul jack into Jay Leno and then be
I just want to be Jay Leno. Okay. I don't want to be Jay Leno. I just want to own his car garage.
Nobody wants to be Jay Leno.
No. Hey!
Then they announced Minecraft for the one.
That's pretty good. That's
a good get.
That's a good get, yeah. They didn't say Xbox exclusive, though, I don't think.
There were so many games being thrown up on screen, I could never figure out what was exclusive, what wasn't. Like
I was trying to pay attention. I did not. I don't believe they
said
exclusive.
You know who will make it very clear to us what was said? The internet.
Yes.
They will make lists. Yes. They are very good at making lists and posting them.
I'm sure they're up already.
For their platform
of choice. We should be looking at them. Right.
Then they showed Quantum Break. They showed some what game, like a particular game sequence would kind of be like.
Right. Slow-mo. They got slow-mo.
That, I can't wait for Quantum Break.
It's going to be good.
I mean, Remedy, there is a company that can tell stories.
Yes. Yes.
Like,
I appreciate what they're trying to do with bringing the TV and video game together. Mm-hmm. It's Microsoft must be in love because like the whole Xbox is all about bringing TV and games together. But you can see that in their earlier games too. In Alan Wake,
Yeah.
You know, everything's divided up into episodes, and they do the recap previously on Alan Wake, just like a TV show. So, but this is going to have live action.
It's going to be good. I'm excited for it. Like that.
I can't wait to see
it. I wanted to watch more
of. We got to get an appointment to see that. How can we get that?
I don't know. We'll see. Mm. We'll try. And then they went straight from that weird game to, like, D4, like, out of nowhere.
Right.
Did you play the D games?
No. But I know they're really weird.
They're weird. They're cool. Graphically, it didn't look fantastic. No. It was stylized, like,
hand-drawn style?
Kind of. But I'm confident that, like, that's really, like, reaching for the Japanese crowd there, too. Like,
there was a lot of stuff for the Japanese fans.
Yeah, I mean, that and...
Kojima was there.
Well, yeah.
They rolled him out.
He gets rolled out every year somewhere. But that, and then clearly the Crimson Dragon that we talked about earlier, which is, it looks like a Panzer Dragoon type of thing. I don't know if it's controller-based or if it's Kinect-based. It could be either.
It's supposed to be Kinect-based. I mean, it's been development for forever. I thought it was supposed to be
Kinect. I would think you could probably play it with either, though. Like,
I think it's going to be, I mean, this will be a real test for the new Kinect to see, because I... Remember, I bought Kinect to play Child of Eden on it.
Yeah, it was similar style.
And it failed for me, control-wise. I couldn't.
And you could play Child of Eden with a controller.
And I much preferred it with a controller. So, well, this will be a good test of the new Kinect.
They showed Project Spark. That seemed like they were getting into Sony territory there.
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, Little Big Planet.
But once again, the presentation was very short. It was over sort of before they knew it, and they moved right on to the next game. But it looked, I mean... Interesting. Like, people's got
it's a game creator tool, like,
right,
which isn't really what I want to do, but it looked cool, like,
and it looked easy.
It looked easy,
and the crowd definitely seemed to like when they had the rock turned into like rock mech.
Right. Yeah. There was a lot going on with it. You could really manipulate the environment, like, and on the fly
with smart glass.
Right, but you could do it also during while you were playing. Like, the one guy was like...
Yeah, one guy was doing...
Was, like, transforming the Earth.
Oh, that, yeah,
while
he
was in combat and everything.
That was cool.
That was kind of neat. That's the big thing with the create-your-own games, is that it has to be fun to play when you're done.
Right.
Like, true. I'm not into the creating part is fun.
It looked like Fable, in a way. Like, the combat could be very much like Fable. Like, that the camera
could be
angle.
Whatever you wanted, because they showed... Right. People made Geometry Wars with it.
Right.
And they showed people made asteroids Space Invaders with it.
Yeah. It looks cool, but again, I am skeptical that the Kinect voice recognition is going to act so quickly. Like, the guy was just rattling off shit and it was acting instantly. I'm very skeptical on that.
That might have been in the interest of time.
I don't like that. I think that's lying, basically. Okay, what do we got next? Upload Studio.
Yeah.
So they announced a partnership with Twitch, and this new Upload Studio where you can there's a game DVR built into the Xbox.
Similar
One.
To what Sony has going to, where it's always, seems like it's always recording
30 seconds. It looked like from the screen, and you can edit the clip, and you can also broadcast live on Twitch, which is cool. I would like to do that, and I hope the Kinect can be used as a camera to show the person.
What I like about that decision is that it's not constraining it within some new, like, I don't have to go somewhere I don't already go.
You don't have to get new followers or anything.
Right, like I don't have to go to, like, xboxvideo.com or whatever it is and, like, look on my videos there.
I thought for sure they were going to create their own service and just go from there.
That,
but I'm glad they didn't.
Yeah. Then they showed Dead Rising 3, which looked cool, but a vast, like, different direction than the previous.
They went to the Walking Dead direction.
They went, more. It looks more realistic looking. Tons of zombies. It's not. It has some of the wackiness. I can't quite tell what the tone of that game is yet.
Right.
Like, what they showed was just so very different. Like, it still had the weapons that you could combine, and that was really the only thing that was kind of wacky. Like, traditional Dead Rising style was, like, making a mallet with a saw on one end and a mallet on the other.
Right.
And the combat still looked like Dead Rising.
Right.
Except for a lot of guns.
Yeah.
Like, it went very Resident Evil there when they went inside of a building. And then, like, he was kind of, like, very, like, up close and, like, coming around a corner and a zombie would jump out of him.
Well, there's a lot of... the zombie count is very high, so maybe they felt that they needed to have more guns because It's just so many zombies.
My only concern is, like, they were trying to get to the middle of the city, like, the whole demo, and I'm just hoping that's not the save point that you're trying to get to.
Right. Of course, Shipwreck and I make jokes during the whole press conference, and that was one of them.
Yeah,
pretty good. It looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. Witcher 3 showed that.
It looks pretty good.
Open world now.
I feel like it's going to be much better because they made an emphasis on saying they designed this from the console from the beginning. Because the last one, while it was cool, it you could tell like it was a little awkward with the controls.
Yeah, the controller wasn't the optimal way to play Witcher 3. You could tell like everything was mapped kind of funny to it.
Right. It was just you couldn't. It was like impossible controls to remember. There was so much going on. What's next? Then they showed, was Battlefield next or no?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the sound went out on Battlefield.
Yeah, but like we said, they're not going to let Battlefield go out sound.
I have to say that the sound system in that what's the name of it? The Galen Center is probably the best sound system I've ever heard anywhere. I mean, the surround sound was incredible, and the bass, they must have subwoofers underneath the seats because I cracked two ribs during that Battlefield presentation. No, I mean, seriously, like, I came out of that thinking, like, wow, my surround system at home just fucking sucks.
It's not up to par with the Galen Center.
Shouldn't even be called a sound system, apparently. But Battlefield, they showed the single player, and I think most people don't care about the single player. Maybe Sony's going to show that, or they're saving that for their own press conference.
It's weird to say that. Like, it looked really nice, but when they were showing it, like an hour and 15 minutes into a press conference where we'd seen so much stuff, like it kind of just felt like another first-person shooter. Everything seemed to be taking place in water, which I get because they're showing off the water tech and everything like that. But like, I'm tired of falling into water when I'm shooting things. Like, it's not fun. Water isn't fun in games.
Right.
A big thing too was like a lot of these games you were playing as a character, and then you got in a vehicle. Like, that was the, like, constant theme for a lot of
open worlds.
Yeah. Here's a horse. Here's a boat.
Well, next gen can provide bigger worlds.
Yeah. So you're going to need something to get around those worlds.
Apparently. Exactly. Of course.
And then they showed Below from
Capybara.
Yep.
That was cool. That was a surprise, right?
Yeah, I don't remember much about it at the moment.
It looked very much like, I don't know, it had a...
Like, oh, it was the roguelike.
It was roguelike. Was that the roguelike?
Yeah, that was the roguelike.
Oh, yeah.
It looked very much like a Sony indie game to me. Like, very minimalistic art style, very clean.
Ambient music.
Yeah, ambient music. Very, like, kind of muted color palette.
Right.
So, yeah.
Phil Spencer changed his shirt after they announced it. He had a costume change to put on the Capybara shirt. That looks cool. So, and then they showed a Halo teaser.
I hope it's a teaser. It's either a teaser or it's Master Chief starring in Journey 2.
Right. Yeah.
Walking through the desert.
I don't know why he needs to wear a cloak. He's got that armor on. What possible benefit?
It's the same reason Megatron wore a cloak. In the Transformers movies, in Transformers 2.
Oh, God. He wears a cloak in that?
I never saw it, but his action figure had a cloak on.
No, that's just wrong.
Yeah, it's the coolness factor.
People were excited.
It was hiding Master Chief. That was what the cloak was meant
for. Right, it would have looked weird if it was like just a curtain and they pulled back.
Right.
why is there a curtain in this desert?
The only thing that came out of that was, hey, Halo's going to be at 60 frames per second. That's what we're shooting for.
And it's like, coming out next year.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Sure. Then they announced the date and the price.
Right. Which
people have been questioning the date, but I very clearly remember reading on the teleprompter that it was November 21st.
Yeah, I know. I just ordered from Amazon. It said November 21st.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's $4.99.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the price?
I thought that's what I predicted on the CADcast. No? I thought so. I remember saying that it was that I thought the camera was going to be expensive. So that's what we'll see. Somebody will say if I was right or wrong. But certainly the crowd in the audience did not react very kindly to it because there was just silence.
I think that's...
Well, what are they going to do? They're not going to cheer unless it's like $200, $300.
Right. I think silence is the right answer, though. Like, I think that's what you're shooting for, almost. Like, you've hit the right price point.
Because they don't boo.
Because they don't boo. They're not cheering. So you know you're not leaving money on the table.
Yeah. Right.
So at a business size or side of it, I think...
That's a good sign.
The silence is a good sign. Because people are, like, thinking, like... Huh, well, I can't boo at that price. Like, it's not unreasonable.
Right. Interesting. That's a good... I like that theory. So, it'll be interesting to see what Sony does tonight.
It's got to be around the same price point, right? Like, it's not going to be, like...
Well, they're not including their camera stuff. So, I feel like it's going to be
cheaper.
They could undercut Sony, I think, $400 maybe, PS4.
That would be big.
That would be, but I think, think about Kinect. I mean, it's an HD camera. You can't just like, it's not a headset, right? It's not like some shit headset that's made in China for $2, like 50 cents. It's got to cost money. So I think PS4 could come in at $400 for sure. Maybe 450 is more likely, but I don't know. Why would it need to be much more?
I don't know. Like, I just have a hard time.
It's PC architecture.
It's 400,
like,
though. 400 seems cheap. 400, I think people would cheer.
Oh, yeah. Well, that could put Sony in a great position, right. I think. But it doesn't, great position. Both of these things are going to sell out no matter what they fucking charge for several months.
Right. And with this one, you get day one.
Smart. Good idea.
It's like you get like a controller that says you purchase it on day one.
Right. And they also announced their PS Plus, where if you're Xbox Live member, you get two free downloadable games.
You get Assassin's Creed 2 and Halo 3.
Let me tell you something. Here's the one thing they fucked up at the press conference. That was really cool announcement, and it was a good surprise. For the first month, at least put in some awesome games to get people excited. Second month, just, you could put a steaming turd on the table, but... First month, at least.
I get what they're doing because those are two franchises that everybody loves, but those are old games that everybody has.
Why not just blow everybody away? It's like Halo 4 is free now.
Right.
Yay! for today or a month or a day, just or anything to get people excited
about
it.
Because as soon as you put Halo 4 on there, people are going to buy the DLC. Like,
right. That's going to get there. It'll get there. Just right. Not, but... maybe Halo 4 is pushing it, but
it's
something.
Not. Halo
4
has been out for a while. I mean, just put it out.
Assassin's Creed 2. I mean, there's like a million games that can. I mean, I don't know. That's a strange choice, but okay. Maybe they'll fix that at some point. That's my advice for them for TGS. Change that.
It's nice to see that the influence of PlayStation Plus, though, is kind of forcing their hand in that area.
Yes, and will we see Sony go the opposite way and start charging for online play with PS4? I think the answer is yes. And I think we're going to find out about that. Well, I don't know. You don't want to announce that during the press conference.
It's going to be difficult to see what Sony puts out there now because Microsoft got a lot of the, way things, the architecture crap out of the way
earlier.
Before.
Yep, and all the TV stuff.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see.
And the motion control stuff.
Right. They got all the stuff that they know people at E3 do not want to see.
And the Steven Spielberg's, the old people on stage stuff and the celebrity whatever stuff out of the way. Which was good. It was a good, in that sense, it was a good move, but they fucked up a lot along the way in terms of the used games and DRM situation. And will it be interesting to see if Sony talks about that tonight? I don't think they should, right? They shouldn't. It's not the type of thing you want to announce at a press conference.
That's the type of thing that you put out in a blog post.
A blog post. Yeah. Or you you know what you could do? Invite journalists to come to an event somewhere and...
Yeah, you need more time.
A round table.
Make sure you get that message straight before you put it out to everybody. You don't want to get that message in the middle of a press conference and then have to, explain it more.
Right. Exactly. Whatever Microsoft did, the exact opposite of that is what you want to do.
Last thing was Titanfall.
Right, the big finish. And I learned what Titanfall means. You knew that before?
I knew that there were mechs in it.
But you knew that the Titans would be falling from the sky, and that's why it's called Titanfall?
I didn't know that.
Okay. What'd you think of it?
That game looks awesome. Like, my only worry is, I know it's very multiplayer-centric. I hope there's a story campaign element to it. Even if it like means co-op, I'm fine with that.
Anything.
I just don't want it to be like, hey, this is deathmatch, and hey, this is like capture the points. Because that's what they were showing was capture the points. And I'm never going to get in the mech suit, or if I do, I'm going to get in the mech suit, and I'm going to get jacked up immediately. And it's going to be disappointing that I don't get to do the fun stuff that, like, if I'm playing single player, I'm going to get to be in the mech suit. I'm going to get to do all that stuff. Like, they had the Bioshock type stuff where it was, like, stopping bullets and, like, throwing it back at thing. You had the electricity beams, and there was some cool stuff going on in there.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of stuff going on.
I think they need to provide you at least, like, a five-hour campaign. Is that asking too much?
No, I think that would be fine.
Satisfy you? Okay.
Yeah, because I wouldn't. Just the movement in that game is cooler too. Like, it's got the little jetpack, mm-hmm. jump packs. Like, they're not really jetpacks.
Jump pack
is a good. But in addition to that, you can also wall run. So it's got the first person like wall running jumpings, and you can combine those to like that was cool. Like,
it was cool. It seems at least different. I mean, I wasn't crazy about the color palette and like sort of the environments they were showing, but yeah, it looked. The gameplay looked promising. We'll see. I mean, I'm not, like, super excited. But overall, because we're running out of time here, running up against our 30-minute limit, I thought that they did a great job. And we'll see what happens for the rest of the show, how they talk, if they talk about DRM more or what.
I would be thrilled if the rest of the show goes as well as what that did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for everybody. I hope that everybody is,
absolutely.
Yeah, just knocking it out of the park. I hope Sony's is good. I hope the Nintendo games that you go see tomorrow are good.
Right. Yeah. So. Okay, well, look for an audio boo later tonight. The Sony press conference, I believe, starts at 6. So look for one later, you know, around maybe 8 or whenever we can, or later than that. Depends. We'll see. Talk to you later.